Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very happy that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that's going to serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today, we're going to continue exploring information that's being given to us by the Company of Heaven. And this information is revealing powerful opportunities that are being presented to people around the world. As the collective consciousness of humanity focuses on this day of love, we have the ability to expand that precious and divine essence through every person's heart flame. Divine love is a critical factor in humanity's awakening, and there is probably not a place on earth where the consciousness of love and the oneness of life is more needed than in the hearts and minds of those associated with the governments of the world. We've been talking about the transformation of the planet by bringing in to the physical plane the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. And some of those most important patterns include divine government. During this election year in the United States of America, we all have the ability and the responsibility to invoke the love of God through every facet of the world governments and the people involved in those governments at national, state, and local levels. Today, we're going to join together to do just that. And together, we will invoke divine intervention so that every person involved in any way with the governments of the world will be able to experience a major shift of consciousness as they are lifted up into unity consciousness through his or her I Am presence. Last week I mentioned that with the elections taking place in the United States of America, we have an important opportunity, and the beings of light in the realms of truth have said that because of the urgency of the hour and the awakening that is occurring on earth at this time, these elections are very significant. The people elected into office this year are going to profoundly affect the world and what is happening around the world in relation to all governments and how governments everywhere are responding to the demands of awakening people. At long last, people are remembering the oneness of life and the profound truth that every person is a beloved son or daughter of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. Once this realization really resonates in every person's heart flame, never again will we allow ourselves to be manipulated and controlled by our fragmented and fear-based human egos, or the fragmented and fear-based human egos of those who have been manipulating and controlling us for centuries. Humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. And the intent of this divine intervention is to help all of us see the bigger picture. So today, we're going to talk about that today. And as you listen to this information that I'll be sharing with you, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody told you it's true. So listen to the information as food for thought. Take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this information may help you in fulfilling the next step of your divine plan. To help this activity of light today, our Father, Mother, God have given the Company of Heaven permission to intervene in our lives in really powerful ways. So as one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, let's join together now our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, and the hearts and minds of the entire Company of Heaven, the legions of light throughout infinity. So now as we begin this special time together today, let's breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically and ask our I Am presence to integrate into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, we realize that we are one with all life, and we are one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Through this unified consciousness, we lift up into higher frequencies of oneness, unity, and reverence for all life. As we continue to breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, the sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, charged with the full divine momentum of transfiguring divine love, begins expanding through our heart flame and the heart flames of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is forming an expanded grid of love around the earth, intensifying the grid that we have previously created, amplifying it exponentially into higher and more powerful frequencies. This grid of love is spanning the abyss from the lowest and most discordant frequencies on Earth into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom over which this sweet earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. So now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day dedicated to the full momentum of divine love and transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This is a vitally important time for planet Earth, and people all over the world are beginning to sense that. We see the Occupy movement taking place all over the planet, where people are joining together to create more equality, more unity, more peace, and a higher frequency of cooperation and oneness for the planet. We see things sweeping the internet, like the ThriveMovement.com and the movie Thrive. This is a time when the company of heaven has said, all that is hidden must now be revealed, and humanity is beginning to sense and respond to the activities of light taking place all over the planet. Humanity is in the midst of a profound awakening, and this is causing monumental change everywhere. The United States of America is being called to a higher service, and the company of heaven is asking all of us who abide here and those who are assisting us from other countries to play a critical role in the transformation that will take place on Earth as our new planetary cause of divine love and those patterns of perfection which reflect our unity consciousness and the oneness of all life begin to manifest in the physical world of form, transforming our earthly experience. One of the archetypes contained within these patterns is the blueprint for divine government, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit more. This will be a government of the I Am Presences of Humanity, by the I Am Presences of Humanity, for the I Am Presences of Humanity, working toward oneness, reverence for life, and the highest good of all concerned, creating win-win situations through all of our life situations, so that every part of life is living to our highest divine potential, creating lives of joy, wonder, happiness, security, abundance, vibrant health, eternal peace, and all of those things that we know are going to manifest when divine love is the order of the new day on this planet. Now, government plays a key role in this. Fundamental change doesn't begin at the top. It begins through the grassroots movement, and this is what's occurring on the planet. But government still plays a very important part once the grassroots movement is in full swing. The heart of government for the USA is Washington, D.C. And I've mentioned before that America is an anagram for the I Am race. And the purpose of this new world, as all of our sacred documents say, was to create a model of the family of humanity coming together, joining consciousness, creating the I Am race, which is a race of God-conscious souls comprised of all races, all religions, all nationalities, all creeds, all belief systems coming together, working toward the highest good for all concerned, the family of humanity reveling in our diversities, enjoying the differences in our foods, our cultures, and our life experiences. And in this country, Washington, D.C. represents the heart of this goal. In 2002, Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio gave a speech at the Peace Institute conference in Dubrovnik, Croatia. In his speech, he revealed a glimpse of the new archetypes from our planetary cause of divine love that reflect the true potential for divine government. It's amazing how timely that speech was, even today. As we begin today, I'd like to share Representative Kucinich's speech with you. And know in your heart that this message is just as valid, just as relevant, and just as timely today as it was in 2002. The name of his speech was Spirit and Stardust. And I'm going to quote this speech to you now. This is Dennis Kucinich's speech at the Peace Conference in Croatia. As one studies the image of Eagle Nebula brought back by the Hubble telescope from that place in deep space where stars are born, one can imagine the interplay of cosmic forces across space and time, of matter and spirit dancing to the music of the spheres atop an infinite sea of numbers. Spirit merges with matter to sanctify the universe. Matter transcends and returns to spirit. The interchangeability of matter and spirit means the starlit magic of the outermost life of our universe becomes the soul-light magic of the innermost life of ourself. The energy of the stars becomes us, and we become the energy of the stars. Stardust and spirit unite, and we begin, one with the universe, whole and holy, from one source, endless creative energy, bursting forth, kinetic, elemental. We, the earth, air, fire, and water, source of nearly 15 billion years of cosmic spiraling. We begin as a perfect union of matter and spirit. We receive the blessings of the eternal from sky and earth. In our outstretched hands, we can feel the energy of the universe. We receive the blessings of the eternal from water, which nourishes and sanctifies life. We receive the blessings of the eternal from the primal fire, the pulsating heart of creation. We experience the wonder of life, multidimensional and transcendent. We extend our hands upward, and we are showered with abundance. We ask, and we receive. A universe of plenty flows to us, through us. It is in us. We become filled with endless possibilities. We need to remember where we came from, to know that we are one, to understand that we are of an undivided whole, race, color, nationality, creed, gender, are beams of light retracted through one great prism. We begin as perfect and journey through life to become more perfect in the singularity of I and the multiplicity of we, a more perfect union of spirit and matter. This is human striving. This is where, in Shelley's words, hope creates from its own wreck the thing it contemplates. This is what Browning spoke of, reaching, exceeding our grasp. This is a search for heaven within, a quest for our eternal home. In our soul's magnificence, we become conscious of the cosmos within us. We hear the music of peace. We hear the music of cooperation. We hear the music of love. We hear harmony, a celestial symphony in our souls. We become unconscious of our cosmic birthright, plighted with disharmony, disunity, torn asunder from the stars in a disaster well described by Matthew Arnold in Dover Beach, who said, "The world which seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here, as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night." Today, Dover Beach is upon us, and upon the shores of the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Our leaders think the unthinkable and speak of the unspeakable inevitability of nuclear war, of a nuclear attack on New York City, of terrorist attacks throughout our nation, of war against Iraq using nuclear weapons, of biological and chemical weapons attacks on civilian populations, of catastrophic global climate change, of war in outer space. When death, not life, becomes inevitable, we are presented with an opportunity for great clarity and great awakening. To rescue the human spirit from the arms of Morpheus through love, through compassion, and through integrating spiritual vision and active citizenship to restore peace to our world. the moment that one world is about to end, a new world is about to begin. We need to remember where we came from, because the path home is also the way to the future. In the city I represent in the United States Congress, there is a memorial to peace named by its sculptor Marshall A. Fredericks, the Fountain of Eternal Life. The figure rises from the flames, his gaze fixed to the stars, his hands positioned sextant-like as if measuring the distance. Through flames of war, from the millions of hearts and dozens of places wherein it rages, may lick our consciousness. Our gaze must be fixed upward to invoke universal principles of unity, of cooperation, of compassion, to infuse our world with peace, to ask for the active presence of peace, to expand our capacity to receive it and to express it in our everyday life. We must do this fearlessly and courageously, and not breathe in the poison gas of terror and fear. As we receive, so shall we give. As citizen diplomats of this world, we send peace as conscious expressions wherever, whenever, and to whomever it is needed. To the Middle East, to the Israelis and the Palestinians, to the Pakistanis and the Indians, to Americans and Al-Qaeda, and to the people of Iraq, and to all those locked in deadly combat. And we fly to be with the bereft, with those on the brink, to listen compassionately, setting aside judgment and malice, to become peacemakers, to intervene, to mediate, to bring ourselves back from the abyss, to bind up the world's wounds. As we aspire to universal brotherhood and sisterhood, we hearken to the cry from the heart of the world and respond affirmatively to address through thought, word, and deed conditions which give rise to conflict, economic exploitation, empire building, political oppression, religious intolerance, poverty, disease, famine, homelessness, struggles over control of water, land, minerals, and oil. We realize that what affects anyone, anywhere, affects everyone, everywhere. As we help others heal, we heal ourselves. Our vision of interconnectedness resonates with new networks of world citizens in non-governmental organizations, linking from numberless centers of energy, expressing the emergence of a new organic whole, seeking unity within and across national lines, new transitional web-based email and telecommunication systems transcend governments and carry within them the power of qualitative transformation of social and political structures, and a new sense of creative intelligence. If governments and their leaders, bound by structures and a new sense of creative intelligence, abound, then hierarchy, those that are involved, bound by hierarchy and patriarchy, wedded to military might for legitimacy, if they fail to grasp the implications of an emerging world consciousness for cooperation, unity, peace, and sustainability, they will become irrelevant. As citizen activists merge the world over, they can become an irresistible force to create peace and protect the planet. From here will come a new movement to abolish nuclear weapons and all weapons of mass destruction. From here will come the demand for sustainable communities, for new systems of energy, transportation, and commerce. From here comes the future rushing in upon us. How does one acquire the capacity for active citizenship? The opportunities exist every day. In Cleveland, citizens have developed the ability to intercede when schools are scheduled to be closed and have kept schools open. Citizens can rally to keep hospitals open, to save industries which provide jobs, to protect neighborhood libraries from curtailment of service, to improve community policing, to meet racial, ethnic, and religious intolerance openly and directly. Active citizenship begins with an envisioning of the desired outcome and a conscious application of spiritual principles. I know. I have worked with people in my own community. I have seen the dynamic of faith in self, faith in one's ability to change things, faith in one's ability to prevail against the odds through an appeal to the spirit of the world for help, through an appeal to the spirit of community for participation, through an appeal to the spirit of cooperation, which multiplies energy exponentially. I have seen citizens challenge conditions without condemning anyone, while invoking principles of non-opposition and inclusion of those who disagree. I have seen groups of people overcome incredible odds as they become aware they are participating in a cause beyond self and sense and the movement of an inexorable, which becomes from unity, which comes from unity. When you feel this principle at work, when you see spiritual principles form the basis of active citizenship, you are reminded once again of the merging of stardust and spirit. There is creativity. There is magic. There is alchemy. Citizens across the United States are now uniting in a great cause to establish a Department of Peace, seeking nothing less than the transformation of our society, to make nonviolence an organizing principle, to make war archaic through creating a paradigm shift in our culture for human development, for economic and political justice, for violence control. Its work in violence control will be to support disarmament treaties, peaceful coexistence, and peaceful consensus building. Its focus on economic and political justice will examine and enhance resource distribution, human and economic rights, and strengthen democratic values. Domestically, the Department of Peace would address violence in the home, spousal abuse, child abuse, gangs, police, community relations, conflicts, and work with individuals and groups to achieve changes in attitude that examine the mythologies of cherished worldviews, such as violence is inevitable or war is inevitable. Thus, it will help with the discovery of new selves and new paths toward peaceful consensus. The Department of Peace will also address human development and the unique concerns of women and children. It will envision and seek to implement plans for peace education, not simply as a course of study, but as a template for all pursuits of knowledge within formal educational settings. Violence is not inevitable. War is not inevitable. Nonviolence and peace are inevitable. We can make of this world a gift of peace, which will confirm the presence of universal spirit in our lives. We can send into the future the gift which will protect our children from fear, from harm, from destruction. Carved inside the pediment, which sits atop the marble columns, is a sentinel at the entrance to the United States House of Representatives. Standing resolutely inside this apotheos of democracy is a woman, a shield by her left side, with her outstretched right arm protecting a child, happily sitting at her feet. This child holds the lamp of knowledge under her protection of this magnificent patroness. This wondrous sculpture by Paul Whelan Bartlett is titled Peace Protecting Genius, not with nuclear arms, but with a loving maternal arm is the knowing child genius shielded from harm. This is the promise of hope over fear. This is the promise of love which overcomes all. This is the promise of faith which overcomes doubt. This is the promise of light which overcomes darkness. This is the promise of peace which overcomes war. And that concludes Representative Kucinich's speech in Croatia. Humanity is awakening, and we are remembering that we are empowered sons and daughters of God. We have the ability to change the course of history through our loving, compassionate, and peaceful, unified efforts. Together we are powerful beyond our knowing. The time for us to utilize the power of our unified consciousness is now. It's important for us to understand that regardless of what is taking place in the outer world, we are one with even the most recalcitrant souls. We have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers. We can help our sisters and brothers who are so trapped in the paralyzing grip of their human egos that they cannot raise their head above the negative situations in their life effectively enough to see the light and to understand that they can make changes in their life by asking their I Am presence to take command of their life experiences, then their hearts and minds. We have the ability to do this for them. We can invoke their I Am presence and ask that reflection of their divinity to take command of their life experiences. We can invoke the violet flame of transmutation and God's infinite perfection. And we can invoke the flame of God's transfiguring divine love that is pulsating in every person's heart. We can ask the divine intelligence within these sacred flames to reveal and transmute the distorted and corrupted activities in each person's thinking process that allows him or her to justify harming any other part of life for their own selfish gain. If moment to moment we focus the power of our attention on the new earth and the patterns of perfection that are now reflecting through every heart flame, expressing our new planetary cause of divine love, and all that means, not only for ourselves, but for the family of humanity and all life on Earth. We will victoriously co-create the new heaven and the new earth. Please join with me now as we join our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, the company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this blessed planet. Together we will invoke the legions of light throughout infinity and accelerate the process of co-creating divine government and heaven on earth for this blessed planet. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that we can each experience them personally and individually. But know that we are joining with all of the light workers that are joining us in consciousness today through this radio program, all of those that will tune in with us on the archives in any future moment, through this eternal moment of now, and with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and the legions of light throughout infinity. Now, once again, as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we affirm. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am, blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity. And by the power of light now made manifest on earth, I invoke beloved Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection to come forth now. Blessed ones, descend into Washington, D.C. Traverse that area north, south, east, and west, enveloping all of the areas of Washington, D.C., and the heart of government for the United States of America. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circles of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace and instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light, its original divine perfection. Beloved Archangel Michael, I ask that you now direct your legions of power and protection to expand this divine service into every state, city, town, and homestead in the United States of America and through all of the governments of this country at national, state, and local levels. Beloved legions of light, with your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circles of white lightning and lift every electron of this energy, this negativity, into the arms of God's divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the light of its original perfection. Beloved ones, I ask that you now expand this divine service into every country, nation, city, province, town, and hamlet on earth, and all of the force fields of government at national, state, and local levels through every country of the world. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace and instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into its original divine perfection. Beloved legions of light, in the full authority of God's will on earth, I now command that in every location where negativity was removed, the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love, reflecting divine government, governments of the I Am Presence of Humanity, by the I Am Presence of Humanity, for the I Am Presence of Humanity, now be anchored and established forever. Through the presence of God, I Am, I ask for a special cosmic dispensation to be expanded. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, envelop Washington, D.C., the United States of America, and every country on earth in the embrace of our Father, Mother, God's divine wisdom, eternal peace, transfiguring divine love, divine will, abundance, purity, and illumination. Expand this light until divine government and all of the infinite patterns of perfection associated with divine government are firmly established in every country of the world to be maintained and eternally self-sustained through the I Am presence of every person in every country. I make this invocation, this command, and this decree through the power of God, I Am, and so it is, beloved I Am. I now invoke the legions of light associated with liberty, justice, freedom, victory, and the silent watchers holding the sacred space for Washington, D.C. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I Am, and through the immortal victorious threefold flame pulsating in every heart, I see the magnificent goddess of liberty, the goddess of divine justice, the goddess of freedom, the goddess of victory, and the silent watcher over Washington, D.C., and all of the mighty guardians and galactic and cosmic beings who dwell in the etheric complex over Washington, D.C., now coming to the fore, standing in readiness to assist with this activity of light. Blessed ones, come forth now and assist me with the most powerful cleansing activity humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. As one unified heart with all humanity, I now invoke the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and transmutation. The most intensified frequencies of this sacred fire that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving at this time. Blaze, 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 this sacred fire in through and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that I or any part of life have ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. through the divine power of forgiveness and God's infinite transmutation. I ask that this discordant energy be transmuted into light, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and eternally sustained. Blessed ones, blaze and sustain this violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns and the cosmic blue lightning of God's divine will, power, faith, and authority from the very core of creation and the full divine momentum of our patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love. Blaze these activities of light now in ever-increasing frequencies in, through, and around the President of the United States of America and his cabinet, today and forever. Blaze the violet flame, the cosmic blue lightning of God's will, the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love, in, through, and around the Senate and the House of Representatives for the United States of America, today and forever. Blaze this activity of light through the Supreme Court and all courts of law and all legal procedures, now and forever. Expand this activity of light now through the United Nations and all of its members. Intensify this activity today and forever. And expand this activity of light through all world leaders and those associated with the governments of the earth at national, state, and local levels today and forever. Through the supreme, eternal mercy and compassion of our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I am, all that is, I accept and know the divine fiat, that the golden essence of God illumination, wisdom, understanding, and enlightenment through this purified activity of light shall now rule, guide, and protect all humanity, and that the governments of the world shall work in alignment through oneness, reverence for all life, and the highest good for all concerned. God's will for the United States of America and the world shall manifest, and America's divine plan will be fulfilled. Through her, the nations of the world will know the will of God and the divine love of our new planetary cause. And divine government will be the order of the new day on cosmic earth. We so decree it and accept it done. This is the new cosmic day on planet earth, a renaissance of love through the manifestation of humanity's oneness. In the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. We, the children of earth, now ascend into the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. From this focus in the core of creation, of God's infinite perfection, we humbly invoke into the physical plane of earth the most intensified activity of God's will and divine love ever manifested in the history of time. We invoke the legions of light serving this blessed earth to absorb this divine essence now into every fiber of their being and project God's will and divine love into every heart flame and conscious mind. expand it through every person who is associated with the governments of this planet at every level, and every person who is associated with humanity and the interactions of any facet of human life at national, state, and local levels. Blaze the cosmic flame of God's will through each of these souls and clear away any destructive activity of their own free will which might try to rush in and impede their conscious desire to do God's will. Help each of these beings remain obedient to the law of harmony and to be God in action at all times through all of their actions on this planet. Seal all governmental positions individually and collectively in the radiance of God's will and divine love. Reveal through illumination's flame and enlightenment the divine purpose and plan for each office and each individual and all of the constituents associated with these individuals. And give each person the spiritual courage and the desire to fulfill that plan perfectly. Let the will of God and the love of God be manifest in, through, and around all the governments of the world, now and forever. Let the light of God, that is always victorious, illumine and lead all humanity from this moment forward. I consciously accept this manifesting now, even as I call. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I call forth now the great beings of divine government and the beloved ascended masters and galactic beings guarding the evolutions of this planet to blaze the sacred fires of God's perfect will, divine illumination, and love in, through, and around the electorate of governmental officials of all nations. Let them feel the power and love nature of our Father, Mother, God, and their I Am presence flowing through them as they elect their governments and vote on all issues before them. I seal this call in the cosmic threefold flame, anchored within the hearts of all humanity. And I know through all levels of consciousness, victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Everything is in place to empower us to accomplish this mighty feat. All we have to do is consciously live out of that knowing and that divine truth, expressing the oneness of life through reverence and divine will. If we are willing to put forth the effort to be the action of God in the world of form, our victory is assured. We now breathe in deeply and return our attention to the room, becoming aware of our physical bodies, gently moving our fingers and toes, inhaling, exhaling, and when you're ready, you may open your eyes, just allowing these divine energies to be assimilated into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today, and I am grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. I am grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join us again next week for another powerful activity of light when we have the opportunity to expand the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken 101.